Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My wife, just kind of side note, over breakfast, found this video of a football sportscaster whose son, he was telecasting from his home office, and sportscaster's son ran into his arms and was like making faces at the camera and stuff, and Jen was just laughing. I was like, that's so much like Otto in church. isn't it? well, I hope these gospel lessons greet you well these days in the lead up to Christmas. December is always a busy time of year filled with baking and Christmas parties and parades and now lights in the big sky and concerts and all sorts of stuff. In the hustle and bustle, it may be easy to lose sight of everything that goes on. I talked to somebody in town who referred to this as Hell Week. I thought that was a weird description of Christmas, but all the work that goes into gathering the family together and making sure everything is prepared for can seem like more of a burden and daunting than it is freeing and joyous and a time of celebration. But that is what it truly is. We look upon Christmas, upon Christ, the Christ child coming into our world as an anointed time when the anointed one comes into our midst. And we rejoice this year as always. This year, as I mentioned in the children's sermon, I've been reflecting on and particularly our reading from Micah for this morning, which features Bethlehem and gives focus to Bethlehem. And the prophet Micah once again says, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule Israel, whose origin is of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth." Powerful prophecy. Nailed it, right? she who is in labor travels to Bethlehem. There is no room in the inn, and there the Christ child is to be born. Powerful. Now, Bethlehem is worldwide, world-renowned. It's a big tourist trap over there, so I've told. I've never been to Bethlehem myself, but people come from all over the world to travel to the place where our Savior was born. But back then, Bethlehem was a small, unknown town with little to its name and reputation. Even though King David had been born there hundreds of years before, he quickly, in his career, left for Jerusalem and made that his new hometown from which he would rule. And so Bethlehem, as we hear from the prophet, is kind of takes a back seat to other larger communities in Israel and in the Middle East of the time. It's a small town. Small town with not much reputation, you know, no reason that people would go there regularly. But as I've preached these past couple of Christmas Eve services and Advent seasons, Jesus, or God in the birth of Christ, lifts up the lowly in many ways. God chose a child to save the world. An infant who is humble and vulnerable and weak and needs the nurture and care of the parents to even survive from one day to the next. Last year, I preached on how God chose, as witnesses of the incarnation, shepherds working in the field, the working poor, those who did not have great titles or acclaim to what they did, but were out there doing the menial labor of the day. God chose them to be witnesses to this holy, powerful event. He lifted up the lowly, those of jobs that not everybody wanted to do or thought of so highly. He didn't come to the kings first, but he came to the working class. And he did so in Bethlehem, an out-of-the-way town that didn't seem at the center of it all, that people would not travel to like they would to Rome or Antioch or Alexandria, places like that. Nobody knew Bethlehem. It was an out-of-the-way place where it didn't seem like big things would happen at all. God chose the small, the out-of-the-way, the humble, the sleepy little town to change the world forever. I connected with that personally as I reflect upon my own experience of growing up in a small town. I suppose it's not uncommon for teenagers to feel stuck and like, nothing happens here. This is the most boring place in the world, right? Those are places where the world comes to end, right? Not where we experience new beginnings. But I also think about it in terms of, as I went on to study Greek history and things, many of you are probably familiar with the ancient scientist, innovator, Archimedes. And Archimedes, one of his big sayings and quotes that has been passed down through history is about the concept of levers and proving the power of levers and how they work. And he said famously, "Give me a place to stand and I shall move the world, move the earth," depending on how you translate it. Give me a place to stand, I shall move the earth. A little bit of hyperbole there, but I, in my philosophical mind and literary mind, I like to think of that also not just literally the power of levers and what they can do, but more than that, the idea of place. Picking a place to stand, and what can you do from there? In Bethlehem, God made a stand. In Bethlehem, God made a stand and God moved the world. This place, this out-of-the-way place, was heralded, lifted up from this lowliness and from its unknown designations, so now being heralded throughout the world as a place that people travel to encounter salvation. To encounter what God has done in the world. Through this one little town, God brought heaven and earth together once and for all time. An amazing feat. An amazing feat that nobody would expect from such an out-of-the-way place. I hope this is good news for those of us who live in flyover country. I don't know. A lot of people travel here, but it's easy to feel in towns like Ronan or Charlotte or Moise, Polson, St. Ignatius, you know, that these are areas that are also out of the way. The big things don't happen here, right? We're not on the news every night like cities like New York or LA or Washington, D.C. Well, thank God for that one, right? We have our own little sleepy, out-of-the-way homes and communities and lives that we live out here. And I suppose many of us choose it and love it that way. And that's a great thing about Montana. And yet it's easy in our areas to see that the world happens elsewhere. Oh, those things don't happen here, right? We don't move the world like other towns. And yet it's from places and communities just like ours that God did that very thing. God brought heaven and earth together for all time. He did so in a little town of Bethlehem, so unknown that it could be passed over like any other little place. And yet there God made a stand. And God moved the world for all time. And for that we give thanks this Christmas and every Christmas. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website, at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.